Okay, today's daf is Shviyas Daf Zayin, and we are on Shviyas Vav Amud Beis towards the bottom of the Mishnah as we continue and finish off this first parak of Shviyas. As we mentioned, the first couple of prakim are about Tosefa Shviyas, right? It's like very chronological. We do that first, just like as a mashal, the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is chronologically written. The first two volumes of the Mishnah Berurah of Aruch Chaim are all about every day, and then we have Shabbos. What's Shabbos? We start with before Shabbos and getting ready for Shabbos, then Erev Shabbos, and then Friday night, and then Shabbos morning. We go through very chronological. So here too in Shviyas, it's chronological. So we still talk about the halachas of Tosefa. So we mentioned that there are different halachas between older trees and younger trees, because younger trees require more tending to, and therefore the younger trees, the netios, they can be planted until Rosh Hashanah if there are 10 netios in an area of Beis Sa'ah. And we learned yesterday in the Mishnah at the end that this doesn't only apply to netios, but it applies to diluin, to a type of gourd that also would apply. The Tanakhama says that netios and diluin are mitztarif, combined to a Beis Sa'ah. If there are 10 together, as we'll see in the first line of the Gemara Beis Hashem today, that's only if the netios are the majority. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even 10 deluin, the entire Beis Sa'ah could be plowed until Rosh Hashanah. That was part one. Part two of the Mishnah, the last point we mentioned was, well, when is something called young, when is something called old? On Manav Sai Nikru Netios. So there are many areas of halacha where we have that. Right? We have by the by people. People are, right, obviously 12 and for a girl and 13 for a boy. That's the major change of gadol and katan and ktana and gdola, but there are even others. Right? For a girl, there are three stages we know. Ktana, na'ara, and bogeres, right, as she gets older. And there are different halachos for each of those stages. I remember one of the questions that Rabbi Schechter asked on the in the kolel, in terms of the bechinas. He says, Ogeris, Bogeris, and Grogeris. What are those three? Ogeris is a psul in the Shrita. Ogeris, Bogeris is Bogeris, 12 and a half. And Grogeris. Grogeris is the shear of carrying out on Shabbos. Ogeris, Bogeris, and Grogeris. Okay. But anyway, here we're talking about the age of trees. And their age of animals also have different, right, aisle. The Mishnah, the Gemara talks about in Bava Kama, certain types of sheep. When is this still called a sheep? A keves, an older sheep, a younger sheep, a palgas might be somewhere in the middle. Amos and Nikru Netios. But until when are they called young trees? The Netios, or Moshe Ben Azariah says, until Sheyachulu, until they are deconsecrated, as we'll talk about today. And Rabbi Yeshua says, 7 years. Rabbi Kiva says, Netia Kishma. So what is Netia Kishma? So the 2 days, as I mentioned yesterday, in the Mara Fulda quotes them both. Netia Kishma either means first year. First year is called a Netia, and after that is called older. Bashnasa Kriya Netia Vesulo. Pirish Acher, second shot, Kozman Shebnei Adam, Karan La Netia, Vein Karan La Ilan. As long as people call it Netia, they don't call it an Ilan, that is how you determine. Depends on how it's called. Good. Finally, the last halacha that we were up to says the Mishnah, Ilan she nigmam vahotzi chalipin. We had this halacha earlier in Kilayim. Says that what happens if you have a tree that was cut down and now it starts growing again out of its stump? How low was it cut down? So, mi tefach olamata, and it was less than a tefach kinetia. If there's less than a tefach, then it says if it's a new growth. So it is if it's a new tree, and therefore for Hilchos Shemitah, one is allowed to consider it a Tia, and it combines to the 10 for the Beis Sa'ah. Mitavach olamalam, but if there's a Tefach above, you cut it, but there's still at least a Tefach of a trunk, then Ki'ilan, then you treat it still like an old tree, and therefore it goes into the other a combination, and that is three older trees to a Beis Sa'ah that have to produce a certain amount and not 10 young trees. Divrei, Rebbe, Shimon, that is what Rosh Hashanah Yachai holds about that halacha about Nigma. Good, we continue. The Gemara says, Anetios v'Deluin v'chulu. The Tanakhama says, Anetios v'Deluin can be combined. V'hein she'yu Anetios rabos ala Deluin. As we said, only if the Netios are Rabos. If you have 6 Netios and 4 Deluin, then they are Mitzarif. This passage is also part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right? That the, why should it make a difference? What's the majority? What's the minority? If they each need the, work in order to be able to survive, why should it make a difference? It must be part of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, or the way that it is was understood by Chazal. Continuing, Vehein Sheyu Neti Reb Chananya Bered Reb Hillel Boy Lo Mistavra B'Dalas Yivanis. Doesn't it make sense that the dalas that we're talking about in the Mishnah is a dalas yivanis? It's a Greek gourd. Isn't that, you know, that seems to be correct, says Rabbi Chananya. After all, because maybe those are most similar to the netios, and therefore, you know, that's what's combinable. So the Gemara says, hey, Sev Rabbi Mana, is that really true, Vatani? But we learned in the Tosefta here in Shvias in the first parak, Shlosha Kishuin, Shlosha Diluin, V'arba Netios. You could have another combination of 10. 3 Kishuin, which the translation is of melons. 3 Kishuin, 3 Diluin, 4 Netios are Mistarfin. V'charsha Kol Beisa Bishulan. And you could be Chorish the whole Beisa. Question mark. So Kishuin are totally not like Netios. They're not like Netios like Diluin are. So you want to say, oh, it's limited to Greek gourds. But even Kishuin are included, which are totally not similar. So why would you, it must not be connected and limited to Greek gourds. So therefore the Gemara says, you're right, it must be that the Tanakhama, when the base, if you're putting between the two shittas of the Stam Mishnah and the Stam Tosefta together, it must not be limited. Must not be limited. Here, the Netios are still the majority. So it still fits to the first line of the Gemara. But you see another chiddush from here. You don't need the majority as compared to all the other things in the combination. You just need the majority compared to each one. There's 4 netios and then 3 of those and 3 of those. So 4 beats 3, but 4 doesn't beat 6. But it must be that you look at each type separately. And therefore, as long as the netios are the majority, that is good enough. But again, Rabbi Mana asks, according to the Tosefta, it doesn't seem like Rabbi Chananya's limitation would be correct, because it shouldn't be limited to Dalas Yavanis. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Lo Asya Dala Al Seifa. Right? That's like, it only goes on Ela Al Seifa. Right? Rabbi Chananya's comment that is limited to Dalas Yavanis is limited to the, it's commenting on the second day of the Mishnah, not on the first, not on the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says the combination of dalas, that could be any, based on what the Tosefta says. Reb Shiva Gamliel Shita, Reb Shiva Gamliel Omer, Asar Dilun Lebesa, Charshon Kol Besa, Ad Rosh Hashanah. Reb Shiva Gamliel, the next line of the Mishnah said that if you have 10 diluin, no netios, if you have 10 diluin, that could be combined all the way to Rosh Hashanah, if there's 10 in the Beisa, Allah, on that, Rabbi Chananya, Breid, Reb Hillel, Boy, Lo Mistav, Reb Dalas Yavanis. So that's where it's limited to Dalas Yavanis. What does that mean? Let's see the Mara folder. Lo Asya, Rabbi Chananya, Breid, Reb Hillel, El Asefa, Amilsa, Reb Shubin Gamliel. Rabbi Chananya's comment of limit is only on that. Dechi yihiyu kol asad diluin ve'ein sham netios klal. When he says, when Rabbi Shigam Leo says that you can have all 10 that are diluin, that you need to be dalas yivanis. That has to be the biggest dalaos that there are. Avali yika sham nami netios, but if there are also netios, afilu ikanami kishuim mistarfin, that even if they don't have to all be dalas, even smaller ones or even kishuin would also be able to be mitzdarif. All about the, again, the mesorah of what Chazal had in terms of the halacha of different types of growths. Good. Anemos enikru netios. That we said in the Mishnah, how long are they called netios? Ma'o ad sheyachulu. So we say until they are deconsecrated. So what does that mean? One of two choices. Ad sheyipadu, until they themselves are redeemed. What does that mean? We know the first 3 years of a fruit is arla. 3 years is off limits, is asur bahana, isur ma'achalas asuros. That's arla, that's homosechta later on in Israel. The fourth year is ravai, from the word revi'i. It has the status of ma'aser sheni. I have to bring it to Yerushalayim and deconsecrate it there, switch the money, or eat it there. I could take the fruit up and eat it there, b'kedusha v'tahara, or I'm also able to be poded, to be mechalel the fruit and bring the money up and then buy, just like Master Shani. So is that what the Mishnah, you could do that during the fourth year, to deconsecrate it and switch the kedusha onto money. So is that what the Mishnah is saying, that in the fourth year, that's the cutoff point, or in the fifth year? In the fifth year, it's chulin memela. Right? You don't have to do anything. It loses all the Kedusha. 3 years of Arla, fourth year Kerem Revai, and then the fifth year it is Chulin. Chulin totally. So what's the Mishnah referring to? Yipadu, until it's redeemed, meaning the fourth year, or Yasa Chulin Me'alei. Look at the Pnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe says, the question is just what does Yachulu mean? Imad Shelo Niftu, says the Pnei Moshe, Imachelo niftu b'shana revias k'din nether avai miloshon chilul o miloshon chulin. Which one is it? Is it a lashon of chilul? Chilul means the act of deconsecration, right? To be mechalel something. To be mechalel something means to empty something out of kedusha. To be mechalel it. The word chalal. Chalal is a dead body, right? It means it's empty of kedusha. The chalal also means outer space, because outer space is empty of any life. Chalal. A chalal is empty of kedushas kahuna. If a kohen marries a grusha, his child is a chalal because he has emptied. Chilul Hashem means we had emptied that spot from godliness. That's a chilul Hashem. So we have chalal dead body, chalal's outer space, chalal no kahuna, and chilul Hashem. All four, the same shorish. That it's, and chulin is empty of kedusha. Right, something that is just plain non-carbon, non-truma. It's chulin. So, what is the lashon here when it says ashiyah chulu? Does that mean chilul, which is the act of deconsecration, or does it mean chulin, which is we don't have to do anything? It's just the fifth year. So that's the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Yochanan keni masnisa shiasa chulin me'alein fifth year. Fifth year. The after it is. Chulin Memela. The Ravai we know is a mitzvah d'oraisa, besides Arla being a mitzvah, but we know Ravai is also a mitzvah. We know the Rambam in Hilchos Meiser Sheni Veneta Ravai. The Rambam puts Ravai, as Chazal do also, puts Ravai with Meiser Sheni because it is all has the same halachas. Hilchos Meiser Sheni, almost all of it is about Meiser Sheni, but then the one mitzvah is, and Kerem in the Hilchos Meiser Sheni has nine mitzvahs according to the Rambam, and the first seven are about Meiser Sheni, all the details of Meiser Sheni, and then number eight is, and Ravai has all these halachas too. Ravai has all these halachas of Meiser Sheni as well. Says the and the Chinuch counted as a separate mitzvah, as the Rambam does as well. The Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah Reish Mem Zayin. Sefer HaChinuch Reish Mem Zayin. Mitzvah's Netta Ravai. Leos Netta Ravai Kulo Kodesh. The mitzvah is that Ravai is Kodesh. The fourth year fruit is Kodesh. Pirish. Kol Peiros Ayotzin Mi'ilam Mishnas Revius Linati Aso to its planting. Right. This doesn't go by the years of Shemitah. If I plant something in the second year of Shemitah, so then it doesn't go by year two. It's by itself. Heim Kodesh Klav Hashem Nechom Mabayel Kamol Meiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim V'Zui Kedusha Son. How is it treated by Kedusha? It is eaten by the Bailim in Yerushalayim. As the Pasuk says in Kedoshim V'Hashana Ravius Yekol Piryo Kodesh Hilulim Lashem Uba Pirish Shem Labailim. Right, the Pirish is that it's Labailim Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. How else might you have interpreted that? We hold it's Lashem. Pirish Hilulim Sheyochlu Abaylam B'Yerushalayim. V'zehu Ahilo. If you look in the Eben Ezra, not usually a halachic, posse, but if you look in the Eben Ezra, in Kedoshim, on that pasuk Yutes Chav Dalid, he quotes that Netzaravai should be eaten by the Kohanim. By the Kohanim, which we don't have any basis of that in Chazal, and the Eben Ezra himself doesn't hold of that, but often the Eben Ezra, the Rashbam, sometimes gives Pshuto Shel Mikra even against Halacha, maybe to give us some type of message. But he quotes that, what is Kodesh Hilulim? Karbanos are called Kodesh, Shruma is called Kodesh in certain sources. So here too, right, it's called it goes to the Kohanim. So the Sifri is already Beferish against that. The Sifri says Beferish against that, and the Targum Yonosan Ben Uziel on that pasuk says, Ubishasa Reviasa Yukol Inve Kudshe Tushbachan Kadam Hashem Misparek Min Kahana. So they have a remez to that, the Eben Ezra. It's redeemed from the Kohanim. So it sounds like it belongs to the Kohen, it is redeemed, but again, this is not where what Chazal hold, and we assume that it belongs to B'nai Yisrael. B'shur she'a mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch, back to the Chinuch in Reish Mem Zayin, says the shorish behind this mitzvah, the fourth year, is, maybe we'll read the Ramban, because it's based on the Ramban too, the Ramban in Kedoshim. She'ratzal keel liyos ha'adam misorer. The Chinuch quote, actually he quotes the Ramban here, quotes the Ramban. But the Chinuch has three suggestions, not so common, for the shorish of the mitzvah. Mishor she'a mitzvah. She'ratzal keel liyos ha'adam misorer lahalel Hashem Baruch Hu. Bitchilas mivchar peros ilanosav. We want the person to be awakened to praise Hashem as he begins to enjoy his fruit. Kideisha yanuach alav noam Hashem ubirchosov yisbarchu peirosav. If a person praises Hashem through eating his fruit, he's going to get blessed through that fruit. Ki akel atov chafetz betov bir yosav. Hashem wants good for us. L'chein tzivanu lahalosam alechalosam alakam shebachar b'mei kedem lavodosu barachu. Ki sham tziva Hashem as a bracha. Hashem is going to give us bracha in Yerushalayim. So therefore he tells us to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim so we can be zoche to the bracha in Yerushalayim. And umivchar peros ha'ilan em yotzim b'shan ravias. And the best fruit come in the fourth year. Right, the best year. Earlier it's not so great. So therefore Hashem wants us to be zoche to the bracha. So that's why we bring it to Yerushalayim, the makom habracha. That's the first shot. V'lechol asam b'makom shebachar mimekedem lavodaso, kisham tziva Hashem es habracha. That's where Hashem's going to give us the bracha. Number one. Number two. V'od yesh to'elas la'adam. Another to'elas, says the chinuch. V'yoso mitzu v'lechol b'makom huksas peirosav. K'yon zeh o'maisher sheni v'gam maisher behema. Ki mitoch kach yikva moshavo o moshav ksas mibanav b'oso ha'makom lomo torasham. If you have to go to Yerushalayim a couple times a year for Yontif and for Meiser Behema and Meiser, maybe somebody in the family, you know, you won't want to rent an apartment every time, so you'll get somebody in the family to live there. You can always crash. So that's a good thing. Kisham, and it's a good thing to always have one foot in Yerushalayim. Why? Because that's where Kimitzion Teisei Torah. Kisham Morei HaTorah V'Iker HaChachma. Kamo Shedetto B'Zai Tzersheni. Iker HaChachma. Interesting. The Iker HaChachma is in Yerushalayim. Remember the Mishnayos at the end of Ksubis talk about not only if a husband or a wife want to schlep the other one to Eretz Yisrael, right, in terms of Hilchas Ksuba, but even to Yerushalayim. Hakol Malon Yerushalayim, Ein Hakol Motzien. Right, talk about the Yerushalayim has itself a unique status. Or Moshe Feinstein, in the Drash Moshe, I think it's in Vayeschanan, he discusses, is there a mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim more than any other place? So is there a mitzvah for that? There's a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah of Yerushalayim. So Ramosha says, he quotes these Mishnayos at the end of Ksubis, are there more mitzvahs that we can do in Yerushalayim? Okay, eating certain foods are only in Yerushalayim. But is that a mitzvah? Like Moshe Rabbeinu, if Moshe Rabbeinu was outside of Eretz Yisrael, I want to do the mitzvahs of the least bars, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Would he also have been outside of Yerushalayim saying, I want to do the mitzvahs? Are there mitzvahs? They're not called that. Mitzvahs hatali b'Yerushalayim. There are halachos. There are halachos that there are limitations that we could only do. Like, would he stand outside the Kodesh Kodashim and wish he was a Kohen and say, I wish I could do the Avoda? You're right, that's an Avoda. That's not a mitzvah hatluya b'Kodesh Kodashim. That's an Avoda that's done. It's an Avoda that's done in the Kodesh. Right? The north side of the Azara. There are certain halachos that are, Shechita is done there for Kachi Kachim. But it's a different halacha than mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, which reflect a different idea. But anyway, that's number two. Number two, says the chinuch, is that so you always have one foot in Yerushalayim and be inspired by what happens there. So number one, to be zochet to the bracha of Hashem. Right? He wants to give us brachas, therefore he makes us come to Yerushalayim, the makam bracha. Number two, in order to be connected and be inspired. And number three, he quotes the Ramban that's alluded to here in Kedoshim. We want to give Hashem, or Hashem's servants, the Kohanim, the best. The problem is, the fruit trees generally don't grow so well the first couple of years. Don't grow so well. We don't want to consume any fruit until we give the first best ones to Hashem or to his servants. The first couple of years, the fruit doesn't grow so well. And then the fourth year, finally, it grows well. So Arla and Revai are connected to each other. That's the chiddush of this third idea. The whole idea, in a hashkafic sense, of Revai is that the fruit, we want to give the best to Hashem, or to his servants, and or to eat it in the makom Hashem, in order to, so to speak, give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we wait 3 years and we don't eat it. And then the fourth year, finally, we participate and bring it to Yerushalayim. And in that way, the best is first. The best is first, and it's delayed until we get to Yerushalayim. Gam shein nosin bepir yotamo reachtov. Gam ki rovi lonos lo yitzio peiros klal. Hashan revis le tiyas on lachin namtim mekulam. And this mitzvah he compares to Bikurim. That's the Ramban's comparison. We compare it to Bikurim, is delayed. There is a fourth one he doesn't quote. The Ramban quotes the Rambam. In the Mor Nevuchim, that maybe it is another one of those anti-Avodah Zarah halachas, that the Rambam has many of them in the Mor Nevuchim, that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to be very quick in eating and do magic in order to make their fruit grow very fast. And therefore, we delay it. That's our law, but it's also, that's why you can only enjoy it in the fourth year. There's a lot of lumdis also in terms of the relationship, not just in the hashkafic realm, in the relationship between Ravai and Arla. The Ravai and Arla, right? We mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I think. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. The Rambam and the Gaonim in Hilchas Machalas Asuros. The question is, we know the Gemara Kedusha tells us that there is Arla in Chutz Laaretz. There's Arlan Chutz Laaretz. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, there's Arlan Chutz Laaretz. But the din is Safik Arla's Mutter. Even though it's a din daraisa, that's Arla's Chutz Laaretz. But Safik Arla's Mutter. Is there Ravai in Chutz Laaretz? Is there Ravai in Chutz Laaretz? That's not clear at all. So that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim, whether there is Ravai in Chutz Laaretz. The Rambam talks about this in Perek Tezvav of Machalas Asuros. Let me see if I can find it for a minute. If not, I'll just, I think it's Tezvav. The Rambam says, I think the Rambam Shita is that there is no Ravai, if I remember correctly, and the Gaonim say that there is Ravai. So the question is, what's that Nukudas HaMachlokas about Ravai in Chutz Laaretz? So that could be, the way that we've said this before from Reb Chaim in the Machalas Asuros, the Reb Chaim says, maybe it depends how you understand the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai of Arlas Chutz Laaretz. Remember, Reb Chaim says there are two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMichadeshes. A new Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. I never would have known this before. Something totally new that Kizayas, Kebetza, Lovewood, Gudasik, Gudachis, all these Dofen Akuma, all these halachas that are totally new. That's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMichadeshes. But then there's something called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMifareshes. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that expands an already known halachic concept and just tells us there's a new definition to it. For example, Zar. Zar is a non-Kohen. The Rambam says in Arel that an Arel, a non-uncircumcised Kohen that does the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Chayiv because he's like an Arel, he's going to be Chayiv Malachos because he's like a Zar She'avad. So Gemara says that's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. You can't get punished for Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. You have to have a pasuk in Chumash to get Malkus. The Rambam explains it because an Arel is like a Zar Sha'aban. Meaning, what's a Zar? Or say it this way: what's a Kohen? What's the definition of a Kohen? A Kohen we thought was a male descendant of Aaron HaKohen. No, male circumcised descendant of Aaron HaKohen. Right? And maybe you might even say a male circumcised wearing the big day kahuna descendant of Aaron HaKohen. So that Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of RL, not doing the Avodah, expands the definition of what a Kohen is, what a Zar is. So that's one. There are other examples. But Arlas Chutz Laaretz, what's that? Arla in Chutz Laaretz, is that Mechadeshes? There's something totally new. There's Arla in Eretz Yisrael, and now we have a new concept of Arla in Chutz Laaretz. Or do you say, no, it's expanded. We thought the definition of Arla was Arla's Eretz Yisrael. Now we realize Arla's everywhere. This is the same Arla as Arla Eretz Yisrael. Lamai Nafkamina, is there Ravai? Is there Ravai? Because Ravai flows from normal Arla. So if Arla is an expanded HaMifareshes, HaMarchiva, so then you would have Ravai in Chutz Laaretz. But if there's something totally new, there's a new thing called Arla's Chutz Laaretz. Okay, it might not be the same as Arla's Eretz Yisrael. Who says that the Ravai should apply? Something totally new. So that's one approach. How do you view that machlokas, Ramam Gaonim? It's a machlokas about the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of Arla. But there might be another way to understand. Again, we don't have time to go into this so much, but the relationship between Ravai and Arla. Maybe everybody agrees that Arla in Chutz Laaretz is an expansion of Arla of Eretz Yisrael. Everybody agrees it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMifareshes. But the Shaila is, how connected is Arla and Ravai. Does Ravai always go with Arla? Is Ravai, and there's some evidence to this in the Gemara and Kiddushin, is Ravai in Lumdis a form of Arla that becomes Mutter? It's not that Arla is 3 years. Maybe Arla is 4 years. Maybe Arla is 4 years. There's a line in the Gemara in Masechtas Kiddushin which seems to say that Arla eventually becomes Mutter. Arla becomes Mutter. If something grows in the first 3 years, it's always Usser. Even if I keep this apple, right, after 3 years, it's still going to be Usser. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says, Yesh Heter Le'isuro. Right, that's the line in Masechtas Kiddushin. So some say, Machlokas Rashi Rebbe Tam, some say, Arla is Ravai. Right, the fourth year. That's a form of Arla that becomes Mutter. So conceptually, that is an important idea. But that is, again, there's a lot there, but the relationship between Arla and Ravai, but that's what comes up here, back to our Gemara, the Mishnah means, whether it's deconcentrated in the fourth year, which is Ravai, or by itself afterwards. Good. So let's get back to the days of the Mishnah. So the first day of the Mishnah says, Rabbeinu ben Azariah until the fifth year. That's the first, that's the pshat of the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, Va'ase, Rabbi Yeshua, the Kitzani Rabbi Yeshua Omer, and this fits in to what Rabbi Yeshua says, because Rabbi Yeshua says, Av Sha'amru, Benos Chamesh, Benos Shesh, Benos Sheva. Rabbi Yeshua has a line that, some things become older, considered older in the fifth year, the sixth year, the seventh year. Right, that's Rabbi Yeshua, right? We had Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah said 7 years. So we thought that was a machlokas. So we're about to say, no, it's not a machlokas. It depends on the type of tree. Ela, what does it mean? B'gefanim b'nos chamesh, by vines it's the fifth year. B'te'enim b'nos sheish, by figs it's the sixth year. B'zeisim b'nos sheva, by olives it's the seventh year. So really, as the Mefarshim here explained, there's no machlokas in the Mishnah. There's no machlokas. Most things are till the fifth year, some things are till the sixth year, some things are till the seventh year. Good. Says the Gemara, olives are till the seventh year. Says the Gemara, Vanan Chami Chada Marbisa de Tanesa Asibapuri. We see very young fig trees producing a lot of fruit. So you're telling me that fig trees only become big in the sixth year? We see very young fig trees producing a lot of fruit. That's that Pnei Moshe understands the question. Reb Yudin Bar Tarfon Lo'uvia. We're not talking about the fruit. It becomes old in thickness. When does it become a really thick tree that'll stay, that might not need as much water? So that's later on, even if the fruit become earlier. Good. Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar ben Azar ben Yaakov, Shneim Amru Davar Echad. The Gemara says Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov are based on the same shita. What was that? Was Rabbi Elazar and Ben Yaakov? Who are these? So Reb Shimon we had in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon we just had in the Mishnah. What did Reb Shimon say in the Mishnah? If you cut down a tree less than a tefach from the ground, it's like a new tree. It's called a netiyah. If you left a tefach above the ground, then it's still called an old tree. So we have that also. That's similar to the shita of Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Why? Says the Gemara, Shnei Amar Devarecha, Da'amar, Reb Shmuel Mar Nachman, Reb Yonas Am Meshem, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Hagomim es karma pachos bitefach. If somebody cuts down their vineyard less than a tefach, or any tree, chayev ba'arla. So now we're going to arla. Right? If somebody cuts his tree down all the way down less than a tefach, so then it's a chumrah. You have to observe dinei arla. Again, as if it's a new tree, because of Marisayin, people are going to think it's a new tree. No. Even if it's less than a tefach, you do not have to start over. Only if you cut it flat to the ground. So that's when you have to start. That's when it's you have to start Arla again. But until that point, you do not. So the Gemara says they say Davar Echad, but Rishonim, whenever this lashon is used throughout Shas, Rishonim often say it doesn't mean they're the exact same shita. Doesn't mean they're the exact same shita. Davar Echad means they're similar. They're similar. Remember the beginning of Masechta Sukkah? All these opinions hold that Sukkah is Diras Keva. Right? But they're not exactly the same. Not all exactly the same. So here's a perfect example, because the Rasirlio points out, and others point out also, that the Rambam for sure doesn't think they're the same. Because the Rambam is Soser himself. Not really, but the Rambam in Hilchot Shemitah passes like Rabbi Shimon. He says, how do you determine Netiyah Zakena for Hilchot Shemitah? Like Rabbi Shimon, Tefach. Tefach, that's the shear. But if you look at Hilchas Meiser Sheni, he passes like the Chachamim for, in other areas, in Meiser Sheni, in Yud Gimel, the Rambam Paskins, like the Chachamim. Ilan Shektsatso Me'am Haaretz Vehechlif, if you cut it all the way to the ground, Chayiv Ba'arla. Umonim Lo Mishat Ketzitza. The Rambam in Yud Gimel, quote, that's me all the way to the ground. While in Hilchas Shemitah, he says, no, Tefach is the shear. So you got to work that out, but he obviously doesn't hold that it's all one sheet. So Hadralach Steha Ilan Baruch Hashem, we finished the first parak here in Masechah Shvias. So that was all about how the parak start. Right, the first two parak of Shvias have the first two same words. Ad Emasai. Oh, parak Ad Emasai and Shvias. You got to keep going to know what parak you're talking about. Ad Emasai Harshin, that still doesn't help. Sadeh still doesn't help. The fifth word helps. Right, Ad Emasai Harshin, we had, if you remember, the first parak was Ad Emasai Harshin, a Steha Ilan, a field of trees. And now, that was all the way until Pesach. I'm sorry, that was all the way until Shavuos, that was Beis Hillel, and we said Beis Shabbai and Beis Hillel were similar. But now we're going to get to more chomer cases. Until when could you plow a white field? What is a white field? That's a field without any shade. That's why it's a white field. That's a field with grain or vegetables. For many halachas that we've had in Zerayim, Tzvu and Yerachas go together. Kilei Akerem. Kilei Akerem, Tzvu and Yerachas with vineyards, right? Other trees, right, we know the Yesodos now. Hopefully we remember some of them. Right? Apple trees are okay. There's no Kilei Akerem by apple trees. By trees, anything. Only grafting, if you remember, by trees. But here, so Tfu and Yerakos, by a Tfu and Yerakos field, wheat and barley and vegetables, well, until when could you plow them before Shemitah? Misha Tichle Halecha, when the moisture from the rain in the ground has dried up. Once the moisture is gone, then any plowing that you're doing is obviously for the following year. And that's why it's a problem. If there's still moisture, then maybe you're plowing now to plant something right now. But if there's no moisture left, then you're obviously doing it for the next year, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. Kalsman, machlokas, whether this is another factor, or we'll understand it as the same factor, but just said in a different way. Kalsman, shebnei adam harshin lita mikshos midlos. As long as people are still plowing to plant these types of vegetables, mikshos, vegetables, right, and after that, because you only do that when there's still a little moisture left. After that, there you don't do anymore. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Echai is very active in opinions in Shvius. So Rabbi Shimon says, what, everybody's got their own, they're going to measure? Oh, there's moisture in my field, there's no moisture in that field. What, you can't have that. You can't have everybody taking the law into their own hands. Ella, b'steya lava nara pesach, b'steya ilan nara tzeres. Right, you have clear-cut measurements days, right, steya lava is pesach, it's more chamur, right, it's a pesach, right, which is months before, right, it's almost 6 months before Rosh Hashanah. You have to stop there because any type of working the land will be for the tzorech of the following year, and steya ilan nara tzeres until Shavuos, as we said. Okay, there's one to talk about in Asada called Verecha L'Shiurin, but maybe we'll stop there. But we'll continue next time with the second parak of Maseches Shvi'is.